This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to give you a grim economic number right now, and then I'm going to give you a grimmer one. All right, here you go. Consumer spending fell 7.5% last month, the most precipitous decline in records that go back to 1959. April is almost certainly going to look worse. That is grim. Grimmer yet is clothing sales, down 50% last month. Yes, stores are closed, so of course nobody can buy new clothes, even if they wanted to. But there is another reason that's more psychological, I guess. With so many of us staying home all day for weeks and now more than a month on end, what's even the point of getting dressed? Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that one.
The other day, on her weekly trip to Costco, Christy Ruiz wore an oversized t-shirt, leggings, and fuzzy slippers. Yeah, slippers. Outside of the house.
It didn't even dawn on me to not wear my slippers.
She lives in Orange County, California, with her husband and their two kids.
My husband he's the kind of man who notices things like that. And normally he probably would have sent out some sly comment like, oh, you're going to wear those? Like, that's a bold statement. Nope, he didn't even notice either. He was like, whatever.
Ruiz, who's a middle school teacher, has not been buying clothes since this whole thing started. She doesn't want to spend the money. But she's also kind of like, what's the point?
In my normal non-coronavirus quarantine life, I'm leaving the house 5 days a week. I'm going out. And so, yeah, I'm putting on makeup and I'm making myself look cute.
Now there's nowhere to go and no one to see. Same goes for Chris Albu, a tech company executive who lives in Chicago. When we talked, he was supposed to be in Hawaii on vacation with his wife, Krissa, and their 11-year-old son, Teddy, who has a habit of growing out of his swimsuits.
We were going to have to buy him a couple new suits. All of us would need new gear for a new trip and got to look good at night and finally an appropriate setting for a Hawaiian shirt, too.
With everything on lockdown, they've bought no Hawaiian shirts or swimsuits or Easter outfits or button-downs for Chris to wear to work. He's been wearing the same thing day after day.
My wife's actually dubbed it my uniform, black sweats and a gray sweatshirt.
It's something a lot of us take as a given. You get dressed in the morning. You try to look good because you're going to have an audience. Robin Murphy lives in Willington, Connecticut, and teaches at a community college.
I always wore business slacks. I would often wear a suit jacket. I would never wear, anything that could be perceived as more dressed down because we have to be perceived as this authority figure.
Now that she's doing audio-only lectures, she wears her pajamas all day. And she admits it can be kind of depressing. Because what you wear, whether it's a suit or a fancy dress or sweatpants, can put you in a certain mindset. Denise Green is a fashion anthropologist at Cornell.
Clothing does make you feel things. Clothing can change your mood. It has dramatic psychological impact.
Every night since the lockdown, she and her partner, Joan, have been getting dressed up for dinner. She'll put on a vintage cocktail dress. Joan will wear a button-down shirt and trousers. They make it an event, like they're going on a date. She says life feels surreal right now. There's no routine.
And part of helping me to develop routine and essentially a kind of coping mechanism for dealing with the uncertainty that we're experiencing right now is getting dressed every day.
It seems like some clothing companies understand the psychology at play here. I've been getting promotional emails from Loft telling me to treat myself and from Target advertising its mood-boosting graphic t-shirts. Of course, you don't have to buy clothes to get dressed. You can just grab something from your closet. Maybe not the pajamas, though. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.